John 21. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, learns from Jesus, follows Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus and shares Jesus. Add that in. Meditating and sharing the word with one another is a central part of walking with Jesus and becoming like him. John's gospel begins with the prologue in chapter 1, which we discussed at length. Many scholars consider chapter 21 to be the epilogue of John's gospel. It may have been added to the first 20 chapters sometimes after they were written. This chapter explains what happened to Peter after Jesus rose from the dead, and how he restored Peter after he denied Jesus three times. Jesus' conversation with Peter on the shore of Lake Galilee is the centerpiece of this chapter. Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" This is the question he asks us and wants us to think about every day. Do you love me? More than anything else, he wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Our time in the scriptures is an essential part of our love relationship with God. That is why we want to prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord every time we open the Bible. We use our minds to understand what is written and come to him with a heart of love so that we may know him, walk with him, and please him. I pray that you will be touched freshly by the love of the cross today and renewed in your love relationship with him. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for the Gospel of John and all you have spoken to us through it. We thank you for your great love expressed on the cross. We love you and want you to know you today. Lead us daily into a deeper love relationship with you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 21. 1 to 14, Peter goes fishing. Verse 1, after these things, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of the disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They told him, We are also coming with you." They immediately went out and entered into the boat. That night, they caught nothing. Meditation question. What do you think the disciples talked about when they were fishing that night? The disciples had seen the resurrected Lord twice. He told them to go to Galilee, where he would meet them again. Verse 1 says that Jesus revealed himself to them at the Sea of Tiberias, which is another name for Lake Galilee. There were seven disciples together, Peter, James, John, Thomas, Nathanael, and two others. Apparently, they were waiting for Jesus to come, but they decided to go fishing when he did not arrive. Some people have suggested that they were thinking about returning to their fishing business, but that is not clear. Perhaps they simply loved fishing and wanted to do something they enjoyed while they waited for Jesus to come to them. The disciples had fished all night and caught nothing. They probably discussed what had happened over the past 3 years, especially regarding Jesus' death and resurrection. They wondered what they should do next. They may also have discussed their weaknesses and failure to stand with Jesus when he was arrested and killed. Peter undoubtedly felt especially bad because he swore that he would follow Jesus even to death, but denied him three times. Peter may have considered returning to fishing as a profession. He had failed badly and was ashamed of what he had done. Verse 4. But when day had already come, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus therefore said to them, "Children, have you anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." They cast it therefore, and now they weren't able to draw it in for the multitude of fish. Meditation question. What do you think went through the disciples' minds when Jesus repeated the miracle of a large catch of fish that he did when he first called them, as recorded in Luke 5:1-11? After fishing all night and catching nothing, Jesus told them to let down their nets on the other side of the boat. At first, they did not know that it was Jesus who had told them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. However, when their nets suddenly became full of a massive catch of fish, they knew it was the Lord. Peter, James, and John had experienced the same miracle when Jesus called them to follow him about 3 years earlier. After that first miraculous catch of fish, Jesus told them, "From now on, you will fish for people." That is when Peter, James, and John left everything and followed Jesus. Meditation question. Jesus spoke to the disciples and gave them an instruction: cast the net on the right side of the boat. Immediately, they had a large catch of fish. What can we learn about following Jesus from this story? The disciples had worked all night but caught nothing. They had worked hard but had no results. They listened to Jesus' instructions and did what he said. This is what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Listen to Jesus and do what he says. Following Jesus is not about trying harder, it's about trusting him more. Following Jesus means listening to him, learning from him, following him. Obedience to Jesus' simple instructions will open the door to great blessing. Jesus told the disciples to cast the net on the other side of the boat. They did this even though they were professional fishermen and had caught nothing, and had not caught anything all night. They experienced a miraculous catch of fish. More importantly, however, they experienced God's power and met Jesus on the shore, who wanted to fellowship with them. It is not wrong to consider methods and strategies, but the most important thing is to listen to Jesus and do what he says. Verse 7, the disciple, therefore, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he wrapped his coat around himself, for he was naked, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, about 200 cubits, probably about 100 meters, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got out, when they got on land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish and bread were laid on it. Meditation question. What do you think Peter thought and felt when John said, "It is the Lord"? When they suddenly had this huge catch of fish, John realized and said, "It is the Lord." Through the first encounter with Jesus found in Luke 5:1-11, Peter realized that Jesus was pure and holy, but he was not. When Peter saw the miracle, he fell at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord." Now, 3 years later, perhaps Peter had a similar feeling. He had failed and denied Jesus 3 times. Perhaps Peter felt that he was not worthy to be a disciple of Jesus. Nevertheless, when Peter knew that it was the Lord, he dove into the water and swam to Jesus. We need to meet Jesus when we have failed and are discouraged. Peter probably had mixed feelings, but he wanted to meet the Lord. He couldn't wait. It is important to know that Jesus came to Peter. Jesus continues to pursue us even when we've failed and made mistakes. He comes to us because he loves us and seeks to restore us. Verse 10. Jesus said to them, "Bring some fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of 153 great fish. Even though there were so many, the net wasn't torn. Meditation question. Why do you think God allowed them to catch 153 great fish? As mentioned, this miracle was a repeat of the miracle found in Luke 5:1-11, when Peter called Peter, James, and John to follow him. Perhaps this second fish miracle happened at the same place on Lake Galilee. Jesus was clearly reenacting what had happened when he called them to follow him. He wanted to reaffirm what he was calling them to do as their resurrected Lord. The number 153 is not a mysterious or symbolic number, but a real number. They counted and recorded that 153 fish were caught. This detail supports the notion that the event actually occurred and that eyewitnesses could confirm it. A made-up story would not contain such details. Another obvious point of the story relates to ministry. Jesus knows how to catch both fish and people. Our methods and experience are not the main point. If we want to win people to Christ, the most important thing is to trust Jesus and do what he says. He knows where the fish are. He knows how to speak to people's hearts. Verse 12, Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." None of the disciples dared to inquire of him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Then Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus was revealed to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. Meditation question. Jesus, the risen Lord, prepared breakfast for the disciples. What do you think this communicated to them? Jesus was reaffirming that he was alive and still able to perform miracles. He was also showing his disciples that he wanted to fellowship with them and for them to understand his heart. He was not angry with them, but wanted to show them his love, forgiveness, acceptance, and desire to be with them. Jesus invited the disciples to join him for breakfast. It was an invitation to fellowship and to commune together. Jesus told them before he was crucified that after a little while, he would return to them and their joy would be full. Jesus also promised that he would come to them and make his home in them, John 14:23. Jesus still invites his disciples to eat with him, as in Revelation 3:20. "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Peter, James, John, Thomas, and the others were ordinary men with weaknesses and problems, but Jesus was willing to be their friends, to fellowship with them, to encourage them, and to use them. The riches of friendship with Jesus are also available to us. He will come to us, and we will know it is the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to Peter, and you come to us even in our weaknesses and failures. You desire to fellowship with us, to walk with us. Thank you for your love. We want to live in your love, to know you, and to walk with you. Amen.